But first, our top story takes us to Washington, D.C., and what policies and what legislation are going to get some more attention, possibly easier to pass, in an election year. And joining us is John Gallagher, our Washington correspondent. John, Happy New Year to you as well. Looking at this situation, obviously an election year, everybody's going to be promoting to their bases at the same time. But as you look at it, are there any pieces of legislation that have a good chance of getting through bipartisan-wise just because this is something that people want to see progress in an election year?
Yeah, it's going to be tough, Bill, because as you mentioned, it's an election year. Now, there was a policy that did get a lot of push, a lot of momentum last year was the truck parking legislation. That's the legislation to provide more grant money specifically for truck parking. And, you know, that's been slowly gaining momentum over the last several years in different bills, and more co-sponsors have been signing on to that. And the Biden administration itself has been, pushing it. The Secretary of Transportation has noted that. And it's got high level attention both in Congress and the administration. So, and it's one of those pieces of legislation within the trucking industry that both owner operators and the carriers are behind. So you would think with all that going for it, that sort of would be, an easy one that might get done. But even with all that going for it, we have this election year coming up, and also just in Congress, they're not even back yet from the holiday break. So they've got that. They still have to get started, and so in terms of that, I would say that might be, if you had to pick something in Congress, that would be the most probable one. Now there is something actually coming up that they do have to get, that does have to get done, affecting freight, and that's the spending bill for Department of Transportation. That's scheduled to that appropriations is part of a package that is scheduled to run out on. Or expire, the extension on that is supposed to expire on the 19th. So that's coming up pretty quick. But even that is getting hung up in politics with border funding and war funding. So even that's sort of an if. Now if we switch toward the regulation side, there are a couple of, in terms of policy from the Biden administration, there are a couple of things affecting trucking that can get done, and that has to do, and they're not related to the DOT specifically. They're also from the Department of Labor and EPA, and that's the independent rule on independent contractor determination in terms of what's an employee or what's not an employee, and the heavy truck emissions rule, which will, this move toward electrifying the for manufacturers to start electrifying truck fleets starting in 2027. So those are labor related and climate related that fit squarely in the Biden administration's policy agenda. So those two things might get done. Again, that's not from a congressional perspective, but more from the administration. So those are sort of the big things I think right now that the industry is looking at, or many in the industry are looking at that.
So, John, of course, a lot of our consultants that are there in Washington say that these lobbyists are really going to be hitting the ground hard, specifically in kind of the first half of the year, to get these issues front of mind before that back half is all focused on election politics. And while, of course, the potential change in a presidential administration is huge, Congress is also still pretty thinly margined when it comes to Democrats versus Republicans. Are we looking at any congressional races maybe being a big time determining factor on some of this legislation getting passed? Do we have potential for maybe a now where we see both the Senate and the House under Republican control, and could that potentially put a wrench in some of the policies looking to go through?
I think so. I haven't looked at things from a specific, a particular races within any particular districts, but overall, it will depend. What happens with the election? That's a big if. But I mean, it could be one of those situations where, if you have a change in Congress where you have the Senate changing, riding on a wave, and if it turns out to be a Republican win, and you have the Senate changing Republican, there's a potential there for getting legislation done more. But again, I think it's looking more and more like, it's hard to say. But if gridlock continues, it's going to be a year where not much gets done at all. I would think even less than we've seen over the past year. So I don't know. I don't have, at least right now, it's just tough to say how these things are going to shake out. And I guess I'll be looking at that as the year goes on, and in terms of, and again, a lot of that's going to be determined by how these races could be determined by how the presidential election kind of runs. So it's just something that has to wait to see on that.
John, is there anything, I know you said obviously it's going to be tough for anything really to get passed through, but is there anything perhaps of a high visibility issue that is definitely not going to see any sort of end or either passage or failure within Congress in terms of how things get passed? What's off the table?
Well, I would say even though this speed limiter rule has, everyone's kind of anticipating that. That was actually supposed to roll out from FMCSA and I'm talking about regulation, but it was supposed to roll out from FMCSA in December. We're still waiting to see what that's going to, what the speed limit they're going to attach to that is going to be. But there's a bill in terms of Congress, there's a bill related to that in Congress that would kind of ban the administration from putting in a speed limiter. So I guess it's sort of to your question, Bill, that is something because there is a lot of pushback on that in Congress, that is something, even if the administration does roll a speed limiter, Congress will, that could be off the table. That rule could be off the table anyway. Even if the administration is big on safety and reducing crashes, and speed is obviously related to that, because there's this pushback and it's sort of on both sides a little bit on that issue too, that is one thing that Congress might make sure does not get done. So I know that kind of turned your question around a little bit, but that just sort of popped out at me as something when you mentioned something that might not happen. The speed limiter rule, even if it rolls out, might not happen anyway.
It's going to be interesting to watch for sure, John. And then, as you mentioned, of course, that deadline for funding coming up fairly soon. Odds of seeing that deadline met versus not met, what are you going to give us there?
The deadline?
Yeah.
It's not looking like it's going to be met. It's going to look like at best it'll get like an extension, just because of all the political turmoil that's going on related, as I said, related to the border and these wars that are coming up. The Republicans are pretty pushing hard against getting some of these must spend bills done. They're leaning hard on, they're using their leverage a lot. This border crisis is putting a big wrench in that work. So I would say at best there'll be another extension, but nothing long term, I don't think.
Washington is definitely not a boring place, that's for sure. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, we're going to go on over to the Wall. We've got our first carrier update of the morning with Thomas Wasson and Donnie Gilbert.